الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Hazrat Ka'b al-Ahbar rahimahullah was a very great senior alim of the Jews, accepted Islam in the era of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ka'b al-Ahbar rahimahullah narrates that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and when Allah sent Adam alayhi salam to this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sent down a whole lot of rods and sticks according to the Anbiya alayhimus salam, or the number of Anbiya alayhimus salam that were to come to this world. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had all that with him, and before he passed away, he called his son Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was the first prophet. He was the first human being. And then after him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred the nubuwwat and prophethood to Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salam. So he addresses his son, Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salam, and he says, Ya Bunayya, innaka khalifati min ba'di. O my son, you will be my successor. After I leave this dunya, you will continue with my mission. So then he told him that take all this amanat and all this trust, bi imarati taqwa, with the foundation of taqwa, and wal urwati al-wuthqa, and holding firm to the very strong handle of Islam. Then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam advised his son Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salam. He told him that remember, whenever you take the name of Allah, then always take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he told his son, when I was just created, I was still in between the sand and the ruh, I had seen on the leg of the arsh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name was written. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed me to traverse the skies. And wherever I went in the skies, every single point, I had seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam written. Then Allah granted me entry to Jannah. And in every palace in Jannah, every upper chamber, every balcony, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was written. And then he said, وَرَأَيْتُ إِسْمَ مُحَمَّدْ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى نُحُورِ الْحُورِ الْإِينَ. I had seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam written on the necks of the woman of Jannah, the Hureen. And then Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, I even seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam written on the leaves of Jannah. Whether it was the leaves of the bamboo plantation, the leaves of the Tuba tree. Tuba is a very massive tree in Jannah. Even the leaves of Sidratul Muntaha, the Lord tree, which is on the seventh sky, I seen the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on the leaves of the tree. I had seen the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on the edges of the veils and the curtains. And I had seen the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written between the eyes of the Farishtas. Then Adam alayhi salam gave his son a very important advice. He said, "Akthir min dhikrihi." You also very frequently take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Farishtas also all the time they are taking the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected friends, we can never ever praise Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sufficiently. If someone from now till the day of Qiyamah, he tries to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will never ever be able to do justice to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not even fit, even if we have to wash these filthy mouths of ours with the water of the seven oceans, we are not even fit for us to take the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is only Allah's favor, only Allah's mercy, Allah's fazl, Allah's kindness, that Allah allows us to take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can never make sufficient shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the shukrs that pious people would make every day was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummah, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, great Nabis like Musa alayhi salam, aspired and desired to be part of this ummah. And here, without any application, without any request, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this great honor. Remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest personality to walk the surface of it. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will demand also, we owe certain rights to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes when an honor comes, then an honor will also come with responsibility. A person won't just get an honor without responsibility. You've got this great honor, but you've also got a very great responsibility. We have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the recesses of our hearts. Respected friends, we cannot be seasonal lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mustn't only love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday. We mustn't only love him in Rabiul Awwal. We mustn't only love him in Ramadan. We need to love him every moment, every second of our lives. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must overpower every other love in our hearts. The love for our wives, for our children, for our parents, even the love that we have got for our own selves. We need to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than that. We have to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have the highest level of respect for the teachings and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have the highest level of confidence in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to emulate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What people say nowadays, when you in Rome, do as the Romans do. No, but a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever he is, whichever part of the world he is, he will only do what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does. When he would make a decision, he would always think, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here now, and if he were to advise me, what would be his advice? What would be his decision? How would he react in a situation? Let me react like how my Nabi reacted. This is a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends, that we owe to him, is to recite Durood Sharif. When we say recite Durood Sharif, what do we mean? Friday is now, you just read some durood. No. Our ulama tell us, the minimum requirement daily is 300 durood sharif. Minimum requirement. But 300 durood sharif won't even take you 10 minutes. If you read a short durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi, you read a short durood, it will take you 10-15 minutes. But you go and do a survey among the people that you know, or in your own family members, and ask them, how many of you are reading 300 times Durood Sharif every day? You'll find people got time for the cell phone, they got time for social networking, they got time to follow the sports, they got time for newspapers, for everything they got time. But how many people got time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On one hand you claiming, me, I'm a Ashik ya Rasul. You know me, I love my Nabi. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now, you can't even take out 10-15 minutes to even read Durood Sharif. And then you call yourself a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we owe to him. And you know, pious people, they always read Durood Sharif. You will hear of pious people sometimes, you would read the history. Sometimes they're waking up in the middle of the night. What happens to us when we wake up in the middle of the night? We don't know where we are. We are completely lost. When they woke up in the middle of the night, they have got poetry on their tongues of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the poetry they are reading. They are reading about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. sleep, they're reading Durood Sharif. In the middle of the night, if their eyes wake up, they're reading Durood Sharif. When they wake up in the morning, they're reading Durood Sharif. Throughout the day, they are reading Durood Sharif. This was a pious people. These were the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here now, we sometimes go to see now, even if we're reading 100 Durood Sharif in a day. So this is a very, very important right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to make it part and parcel of our lives. We need to take out time for this. Like we take out time for everything else. You take out time for your wife. You take out time for your children. You take out time for your business. You take out time for your family. Where, how much of time do you take out for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And there's so many benefits. In Durood Sharif, there's so many benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Whole books have been written. Think Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Lali had written that kitab, Mazahir al-Durood. What a thick kitab! How many different stories, how many anecdotes, how many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya wahidan, sallallahu alayhi ashara. That person who says Durood Sharif to me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 rahmats on that person. You know, 10 rahmats, you know, one rahmat of Allah is such. It is sufficient to fulfill the needs of the entire world. One rahmat of Allah. And here you are reading Durood Sharif once, Allah is sending 10 rahmats down on you. And in the Shaykh Abul Hasan Shazili, rahmatullahi alayhi, he relates his incident, he says, that on one occasion, I was in the jungle, and I was approached by some wild animals. I see now that these wild animals are becoming a threat, they're coming before me. And I'm thinking, what should I do in this condition here? So he says, I remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallam said, who will read one darood on me, Allah will send 10 rahmats. He says, through the barakat of that Durood Sharif, I traversed that jungle without one animal even harming me. Without one animal even touching me. This was the barakat of Durood Sharif. Respected friends, today, maybe we may not go to any jungle. Very unlikely for us to be in a situation where there's wild animals. But we always have got our challenges in life. And sometimes those challenges can become very difficult. Those challenges can bring about despondency. People start losing hope. They feel like they're carrying a mountain on their shoulders. They feel like they're losing. They want to throw in the towel. They want to give up. They want to lose hope. And many a times, a disbeliever in this situation may even take his life away. But a believer, he's got a recourse. He's got something to turn to. He's got something that will reignite the light of hope in his heart. Will remove the darkness of despondency from his heart. And that is the recitation of Durood Sharif. If you are reading Durood Sharif, to the barakat of that Durood Sharif, Allah will put that solace and peace in your heart. Allah will make that situation easy. Allah will allow you to go through that test and trial and pass the test. This is now if you read that Durood Sharif. You read it with the love of Rasulullah. So Shaykh Abul Hasan Shazili Rahmatullahi, this is his own incident he gives. And you will find many a times in the lives of our Qadi and our elders, when people wrote up to them with problems. Someone got some problems. Remember, this dunya is a place of problems. Every person got problems. The wealthiest man got problems. Maybe the person is smiling outside, but sometimes he's crying in his heart. Only Allah knows the reality. Only Allah knows what people go through. But they always want standard advice that they would give people. You know, people are asking what type of, you know, wazifa you must read. Maybe if you find someone on the top of the mountain and, you know, he'll give you some wazifa out of this world and you think, hey, this is, but this was the standard advice that they gave. Increase your recitation of Durood Sharif. If you increase your recitation of Durood Sharif, through the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything smooth. And how much of reward, as I mentioned, 10 rahmats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then apart from that, one Durood Sharif a person reads, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him 10 rewards and 10 nekis. 10 nekis are now recorded in his books of deeds. In another benefit is that 10 times Allah elevates his status. Every person wants a higher status. You know, in this dunya, every person wants the higher status. No one wants to settle for second best. Why is it when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to deen, when it comes to akhirah, we don't want to elevate our status. We're just happy to be the same status we were 10 years ago. We're happy to continue with the same status. No. Don't settle for second best. In dunya you don't want to settle for second best. Why is it in deen you settle for second best? Now you elevate your status. 10 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one Durood Sharif, 10 darjas, 10 status Allah elevates for you. The more you read, the better. 180. Someone is leading 1,000. Someone is leading 5,000. Someone is leading 20,000. Someone is leading 50,000. The more he reads, the more he benefits. Then also with that, 10 sins are forgiven. A person is leading 1 Darood Sharif. Now how many multiple benefits you're getting just for reciting this 1 Darood Sharif? That is why Hazrat Kubayr ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question. He says that I have allocated some time daily for me to make dua. And that is something that we should all allocate. Remember, always allocate a time in the day for you to make your dua, make your zikr, turn to Allah. So how much of that time should I spend in reciting Darood Sharif? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, whatever you want. He says, how's 1/3? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's fine. But for in zidta fahuwa khairun lak. But if you increase, it's more than 1/3, then it will be better for you. You will get more reward. And then he says, okay, what about half? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's fine also. But if you do more, that will be better for you. So Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, what about if all the time that I've allocated for dua, I use all the time in reciting Darood Sharif? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُكَفَّرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. Then all your difficulties, Allah will take care of it. All your needs, Allah will suffice you for it. And all your sins will be forgiven. There is a kitab called Dalailul Khairat. We'll just conclude with this last point. The author had written a kitab on Darood Sharif. But what inspired him to write this kitab? It is mentioned that once he was traveling, and he came to a certain well, and there was no bucket for him to remove the water. So now he needs the water, but there's no bucket. A young girl sees his flight, and she says, okay, you really need water. She spits into the water, and the water comes up. And here this wuzu, pious saint, alim of his time, he makes wuzu, and he drinks some water. He calls this young girl, and he tells her daughter, can you please tell me, what is the secret behind this miracle of yours? You just fell in the water. So she says, from a very young age, from the time I was very small, teaching us, respected friends, what we should be inculcating in the lives of our children. From the time they're very small, are we teaching them how to play games? Are we teaching them nursery rhymes? What are we teaching them? My mother inculcated this habit in me, that she made me recite Darood Sharif in abundance. Through the burden of that abundant recitation of Darood Sharif, because I read so much of Darood Sharif, through the burden of this, at a young age, Allah has blessed me with this miracle now. And remember, these miracles still happen till this day and time. Sometimes people read this, Allah blesses them with certain gifts. It's not necessary for everyone to disclose the gift that Allah has given him. But definitely Allah has got something special for everyone. Allah has got a unique gift for everyone. Respected friends, we have to understand the love of Rasulullah ﷺ should be the priority in our lives. The sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ should always be in our minds. Even if for some reason you're not practicing a sunnah, always have love in your heart for the sunnah. Allah, one day, give me the tawfiq, I want to practice on the sunnah. It's my weakness now. Don't ever despise, don't ever look down at any sunnah. One of the very important rights of Rasulullah ﷺ is for us to increase our recitation of Darood Sharif. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa amiru da'wan.